All right, we'll call this meeting to order and begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, any amendments to the agenda? With that, then we can move on to the approval of the minutes from our meeting on April 28th.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes as written.
I'll second it.
And what does Chad usually say before a vote?
Any discussion?
Any discussion.
He usually says that after the vote, right? All right. And then what does he say to ensure? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Department head reports.
We'll start with the police chief's report. We had four arrests over the last 2 weeks. Motor vehicle enforcement actions. You had 97 traffic and municipal violations, 54 written warnings, one parking violation, and we had one car crash. The police department has issued 5 overweight permits, and they've completed 14 sets of civilian fingerprints. And to date, that's 92 fingerprints for 2026. Also, for the police department, we want to recognize Sergeant Dale Kerber for his recognition by the MAD, the Mothers Against Drunk Driving. We got to get it for now.
Recognition by what?
Mothers Against Drunk Driving.
Oh, MAD.
Did he do something with the MAD organization, or is it for his work in general contributing to this? Do we know?
I don't.
All right.
I personally don't know. If the chief was here, he could explain more. But
congratulations to Sergeant Kerber.
From my office, we started the sale of the fire truck, the big fire truck that we're replacing, with the understanding that when the sale does take place, we're holding the truck until the new truck shows up. So we're not just abandoning having the vehicle. If you've been down to the park, you see that the cement pad has been poured for a little bit of crosswalk right there. So that project's almost finished. Mr. Greeno helped the crew to install some conduit and a couple of plugs down there too for the concert. So improving the park day by day. We want to recognize the Economic Development Committee. They helped get a grant for our new bagel shop, downtown Fairhaven. Old School Bagels received $5,500 from the state. All total, since when we started this program with the Economic Development Committee, we managed to get either a grant or a 0% interest loan to our businesses for a total of $132,000. So this is the town helping our businesses with, whether it's like sealing the envelope of their building to improve their fuel costs or getting money to buy equipment. This is what the EDC has been doing. And that's a lot of money for a small town.
Do you know what Old School Bagel intends to do with the grant?
They've already, so they had to buy equipment.
Gotcha.
And then they get reimbursed. So they've already spent that money.
Gotcha.
The coin drops have all been scheduled, so thank you everybody. If you have a coin drop, thank you for getting in touch with me quickly so that way we could get those on the calendar. Our pre-construction meeting for the Class 1 paving, that's the paving that's coming from Prospect right downtown Fairhaven up towards Castleton. That meeting is tomorrow at 1 o'clock, so we'll be meeting with the state. If anybody is interested.
I was going to ask you.
Yeah, thanks. We're going to put it up on the big screen. I have Water's coming and Public Works is coming as well. The sewer project up on 4th Street, that's coming along well. It only impacted 7 homes. If you look at Facebook, it looks like the whole town is out of sewer right now. But it impacts 7 homes, and I think as of close tonight, it's down to 5. So they're making good progress. The structure, the manhole that's closest towards Dutton Avenue has been replaced, and Fabian's is laying the line now. So they're making good time. And I got an email from, so last thing, I did receive an email from the state regarding local option tax. They did send out messages and I think letters directly to our businesses. So those folks will start getting information about that. Tax does begin on July 1st. So that's when they'll start collecting, and then quarterly they'll send that to the state when the state sends that back to us.
The state gave me the impression that when those letters go out, we might get a copy of the same so that we can see what the businesses received. Did you happen to get that correspondence yourself?
I got a couple of links I can see that links to the document.
Okay.
Great. Yeah. They said they're also updating the website to include Fairhaven and then what's expected of Fairhaven.
Also, on that note, did they... They were talking from 75% to 80% that we would receive. Is that in effect yet? Or?
The increase did go up. I think it went from 70% to 75%, if I remember right.
Uh-huh. I thought.
But there's something in the House to actually bump it up even higher right now.
Okay, but that's not happened yet.
That's not happened yet.
Okay.
They're targeting 80% or 85%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's, as I understand it, I got a little information from BLCT, and there's this huge surplus of money sitting at the state because they've been collecting this local option tax, but they haven't been paying it out as they should have been.
Yeah.
So there's $13 million sitting in that account. So instead of overtaxing us, they want the town, some people want the town to keep that money. So, yeah. Good news for us.
More infrastructure.
Yes.
All right. Is that it for
Yes, sir.
All right. Then I will move on to old business and the transfer station. Do we want to talk about that tonight?
Yeah, actually, no. One thing I'd like to jump on is a $5 daily use fire. So like people having where you don't want to go, you only go once or twice a year.
Huh?
One day use. Talking to Joe about it a little bit. We weren't sure how to address, you know, what if you, I don't know, if it's the only seat, and we got the day's use of transfer station.
Yeah.
Still rainfall, whatever, something like that.
That idea. Would it still be the same?
Can't go too fast. Close cost and paperwork.
Would that be purchased at the office, or could it be purchased at the transfer station? It would be somewhere like that.
I think you could do well wherever you want, but to operationalize it, I think selling it right at the dump would be convenient for people.
I do, because they decide it's on Saturday. You can't get it from the dump. It's taken.
Well, it might be a good deterrent as well. If you have a sticker, and they say no, like, well, I have to charge you your day fees for your one day fee today, which is $5. You know, go to the, you know what I mean? If you don't have a sticker, we got to get you your day pass.
Do we have a short list for? I'm sorry, Rose. Just one sec. Do we have a short list for the point of sale and credit card system that we're going to use at the dump?
I talked to two companies, and they're. The one was, their equipment was significantly cheaper. I felt like same stuff, just different price. The budgets are frozen until July, though.
Right.
So, and this would be upwards of $1,000 plus to get implement everything.
I don't know which vendors you've looked at, but presumably some of them would have the ability to let us sell something like a special item,
right.
So.
Whether you can even tie it to the scale machine or register something.
Bruce, yes, sorry, I forget I'm running the meeting. Please, Bruce.
So are you talking about, is that like a $5 sticker not that you're giving a sticker, but it's in place of the sticker, and then you're paying tonnage or per bag on top of that.
That's the idea as I understood
Yeah.
it.
Unless you want to just bring
So
it
it's just an
unless
extra $5 coming in to allow somebody to use it for the day.
Yeah, instead of the $40 yearly
Got it.
annual fee.
For folks that have their trash picked up but might have the need of using the transfer station on
Okay.
a single day basis.
All right. I'm sorry, I had missed
That's a
what
good point. Yeah.
they.
All right. Anything else regarding transportation fees that you'd like to discuss tonight?
Not fees. Kind of want to get out there. Nothing I want to address tonight. I'm almost to the point I don't know whether it's really want to wait the 2 weeks till the other guys are here to discuss their write-offs. I don't care. But we got to make sure we get it done before.
Right.
That's still another one. But reduced hours for winter operations. So to reduce it to 2 days a week. Possibly during winter hours, which would be November, is when the tonnage drops until March, through March.
I'd imagine the busiest day, even during the winter, is the weekend. That Saturday tends to be.
Just looking at the tonnage sheet, actual how much tonnage we, because
Yeah.
so much they haul, C&D drops considerably. Very busy in our whole club, but then November drops right off. So and that would not only give Joe some more personnel for road studies, lighten our budget, transfer station sometimes. So don't know if we have to talk to the public, the people that come in and out of there and see what they think about it. See what's
What would be the best measure of winter use on a day-to-day basis? Do we have tonnage broken down on by day that we could look at to see if one weekday or the other tends to be busier? Or what? Any thoughts on that? How to figure out which day it would be?
So we just, the way I imagined it, we would just go by transactions, like dollar.
So.
Unless you give one, I mean one large one, you would, but typically it would be just transactions, how much cash coming
And
in per day.
we have that broken down that we could look at. Okay. Yeah. So I guess
I
before.
don't got it by the month. I don't know how time sheet with that. I got it by the month second. A little harder to read it. Dollar figure. It's a lot easier to read it. Tonnage figure.
I'm asking because if we were going to discuss limiting to 2 days, I'd
What?
like to look at the numbers, have some frame of reference for which day it should be, just to inform the discussion. And I don't imagine we'd want to vote on something like that.
Well,
No, I don't. So,
that's just food for
food
thought.
thought,
Yeah.
something.
Think about now till this fall so we can do some sort of a we all think about it, the public all thinks about it. They all, we get some ideas and maybe somebody out there's got an even better idea, maybe a Wednesday to Saturday for winter hours. There's different things that may work.
Yeah, definitely.
It's just we all need to save money and keep the taxes as low as we can. So it's a proper effort, everybody.
Okay. Well, since you guys have been in it so much, to whatever extent we could look at a breakdown of transactions, dollar amount by day of the week to inform the discussion, I would love to. I'd love to be able to look at that. Rose.
I would not suggest to move to a different day because people will go out of their minds. Okay. They know it's open on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. If you were to take one of those days away, in my mind, it would only make sense to take Thursday away because that gives more of an even space between Saturday and Tuesday and Tuesday and Saturday. But again, you need to look at your dollars and see. But I really advise against trying to go to a different day.
Any more discussion of the transfer station for tonight?
Not unless we want to do a little more on this $5
$5
charge.
Yeah.
I mean, if it will, we wait 2 weeks, I don't think we should wait much past that because of the new fiscal year coming up in the end of June.
It strikes me as a good idea and one I'm inclined to vote yes on under the with the information I've got. But I mean, if we wanted to have a more robust discussion about it before making a decision, I don't know. How does the board feel?
I'm good with waiting a couple of weeks. I'm definitely in favor of it, but I know I'm not.
We got time to do that, Joe, to wait for that one. Is that going to screw us up?
We're going to keep stacking it up.
That's what I mean. We're 2 more weeks. That's right. Well, at least it's a month, right?
I mean, it's not the end of the world if you do it. We're going to have to implement anyway. So if you make a decision today, then we're going to have to figure out a way to implement. So that's a week or two.
Wow.
So
Joe, it's going to be with the annual sticker fee. Anyways, it'd be when the $40 sticker comes through. July 1.
if you want to start July 1,
Is that when the sticker, $40, when you start July 1?
we're selling now, but yeah, that's when you have to have it. It was
You're doing
July.
a reduced rate?
Are they
Yeah.
being? I don't think they're being
Pretty
sold yet. Aren't they waiting until June 1st? Oh,
think you saw them now. If you guys heard somebody coming today.
okay. That's
Great.
great.
I thought it said do one.
That's
I
what
could be wrong.
June 1?
Yeah, I thought there was a sign on the window.
For
But I could be mistaken.
they're coming in.
I mean, it might be. I
October.
thought she was old. It doesn't.
Yeah,
But
it's okay.
I thought she's old today.
All right. Well, I suppose we can move on to the letter to the legislature on Act 181, which was proposed by Mr. Stannard, meeting before last. We wanted to take the opportunity after receiving a draft at the last meeting to look it over and think about revisions to the language. My feeling remains that there are some revisions I'd like to suggest to the letter as presented, especially given that the legislature is already making revisions and to just acknowledge that in the language, and a couple of other points where the language is particularly strong that I might feel like I want to soften slightly. Happy to discuss those tonight, or we could wait until we have the full board here next meeting as well. At this point, it would be mostly ceremonial since the state seems to have already taken these changes into consideration. They're underway, but I still think it's worth our time to voice our support for what they're doing. So what does the board feel? Would we rather wait another 2 weeks
I
until
think
the full board is here?
that's better.
Perfect. All right. We will table that until next week then. Which brings us to new business and item A, Hampton Housing Engineering Contract.
So, the board recalls we released an RFP and directly solicited engineering companies in the state of Vermont. And outside the state of Vermont, New England in general, to provide the select board with preliminary engineering for the proposed housing project on Prospect Street. We received three proposals. Of those three, one proposal did not address all of the requirements. That left two. So I immediately eliminated that one. That left us two proposals. One from Haven Architecture LLC and one from Vermont Integrated Architecture. Both of them were good proposals. They both hit each subject pretty well. Some did well in one place, another did well in another place in the RFP. And they both came out when I ran them through my scoring rubric, they both came out to a score of 79 out of 100. Yeah, so I mean, they were both good. They were both good proposals. But I am recommending to the select board, Haven Architecture LLC. Their proposal, the thing that distinguished them from the other is that their proposal was like $50,000 less.
That is a big difference.
It was a huge for both proposals scoring. relatively well. I mean, that really was the deciding factor. Which I know that's not what I didn't expect that, but here we are. So.
I'm familiar with Vermont Integrated Architecture, VIA, and I'm familiar with their work, and I think it to be of a very high quality. The fact that Haven is so much lower almost concerns me a little bit relative to what we'll get in return, or just asking myself the question, why is it so much lower? I don't know.
I haven't seen either one of them yet, to be
Yeah.
honest with you.
I suppose I also would like to see the proposals before making a decision. It's my personal feeling.
Do you see any big, I'm sure why, did you see anything that stood out? Other than that,
No, not at all. They both addressed all the key points of the RFP. It really wasn't rocket science. You know, are you going to provide us with three options for the housing site? Are you going to do a market study? Are you going to help us with water and sewer? They just had to answer the questions is what it was. And they both did a fine job. VIA is, I mean, they're I think where they're catching their increases that they're using some of the highest quality subcontractors. So White and Burke is one of their contractors, very expensive commercial real estate agent up in Burlington, just as an example. So I think that's where their money is coming from. But yeah, I can get the board the proposal at this point.
All right, so we'll table that for our next meeting as well. On to item B of new business, something I asked Joe. Or, sorry.
He put it on the agenda.
When is the funds coming up?
Middle of next month. Middle of June was the when the funds were supposed to arrive. If we get the grant, we'll be awarded next month.
Any more discussion on the engineering proposals?
Sleep.
No, that's okay. All right, the slate sidewalk pavers use approval, which, if I may. So the sidewalk in front of my house on Allen Avenue, that's 4 Allen Ave, the pavers have not been reset in my lifetime, at least, probably much longer. A number of them are broken. I have about 40 feet of frontage, and probably a quarter of them have cracked in places. And at one point, they have sunk so significantly to create pretty considerable accumulation of water, especially in the spring after a thaw, ice in the winter. I would like to reset them, and I'm asking for permission to use some of the older pavers that the town has in its possession right now. They're at the town garage, which are much larger than some of the smaller broken pieces that I have. They would allow me to do a better job of just finishing it, making it more suitable for people to walk on, and hopefully keeping water shedding off of the sidewalk in the future. So not looking for any money or any work from the town. My understanding is that in the past, the town has approved these older pavers, which I think were reclaimed maybe when we put asphalt downtown or other places throughout town over the years, that they've approved residents to take from that stockpile at times to do the same. And so that's what I'm asking for the board. Although, that being said, we only have two members of the board here with us tonight. I wouldn't vote on this, so I don't know that we're even able to
I
vote for
don't.
the
I
approval of
personally
this
don't have a
tonight.
problem with it.
So this is the literal conflict of interest. Everybody claims conflict of interest, but this is literally one. So I need to.
So the policy, you're fine with the way the policy reads. If you're just doing a repair,
I don't even
not an issue.
know that we have a policy in place for
Sidewalk
warranties.
curious. Oh,
Does it say?
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no, and
But
usually
does it
repair, if
as
they're
it
doing a
pertains
replacement, they
to
have to go to concrete.
should go to concrete.
But you're just doing a repair. I mean, repairs have been done for
The
years.
problem with Slater pavers over the years, they go like this with the sidewalk plow, and then all of a sudden the sidewalk plow is catching it, the one that's up, and it's over here somewhere.
If you're just doing a
Now we got a
repair,
real mess. It's happened in several places.
you gotta wait
So
another
they
year.
try to avoid the pavers as far as plowing. So that's, and they are slippery. They're
And
much more slippery.
I don't know that the town makes a point of plowing our sidewalk as it is on Allen Ave. It's relatively low priority. I know they've made passes on occasion during the worst storms, but I don't think it's particularly common. I've never actually seen
It's
anybody.
just something to be aware of.
But I don't think that's it. Really have to get approved through the board meeting. So it's with Nate. And problem is, I'm very heavy.
I don't doubt that.
Extremely heavy. I've fixed them, but I know they're still stacked. But they're hard to get at.
I went down there and we took a look at
But
it.
the policy, pol the way the policy reads, the sidewalk policy reads, so you can fix them. That's
Cool. Well, that's all that is. Thank you, and
You're
for
good with
taking the time.
I'm not comfortable with that.
You
You're not
need
comfortable with that. You want a complete vote.
We didn't run it. That needs to be tabled for 2 weeks.
Okay.
That's the other.
And
I
just because in the past we
mean,
had the board has voted to hand these off, and just passed precedent.
okay. And that's fine with me. I don't mind that either.
Hand out the pieces of slate.
Time. You're gonna have time to eat your
It's
Wheaties.
not. It's not my slate to hand off. Build up your muscle.
Still, it's not a sidewalk, right? You're not doing your personal sidewalk, are you?
It's in front of his house. Just it's a town sidewalk.
Town sidewalk.
Yeah, no, it's town. Yeah, town side. Yeah. It's not your own personal. It's a town sidewalk. Yeah.
Yes, you gotta wait.
We can discuss it at the next meeting. I don't mind.
What is it now? You're tabling to vote at the next meeting?
We will
Okay.
table it
Same
too.
as everything else we've done.
It's 4 out of 4.
All right. New business permitting alcohol for special events in the park.
Yes. So this came up some last board. The last, sorry, the board, the last board did discuss allowing alcohol in the park if it was constrained to a given space and that there was some type of permit that let somebody bend there. At the last meeting, we had a young woman who actually does this type of work come in, and she read a little statement saying she would appreciate if she could do this. And from that came a proposed permit. This permit would come to the select board and approved by the select board. Anybody that is requesting a permit would also have to have their.
So this strikes me as being part of a larger conversation because if we were to vote to use something like this in the future, we'd also want to revise our existing park ordinance, I think,
Not
to
necessary.
reflect the use of these.
It's not
You
necessary.
don't think?
That's my understanding.
Yeah, I did call VLCT about this, and then the police chief has been in to discuss as well. VLCT says you're not. You don't have to change the ordinance. You're just not enforcing by the use of a permit. So it's just like an overweight permit, right? We don't change every road in town saying, well, you can use that road, you can use that road. You get a permit, so that way you're heavy, you can go on the road. You're not changing your ordinance. You're not changing your list.
Okay.
You're giving a permit to get in.
For each event, correct? So it would be every time an event comes up, it would have to be requested for each vendor.
That's the way I imagine it.
That's kind of how I was reading it, correct? How I was reading what was written out.
That's what I agree to. It looks like that's the way it is.
What did I read?
It's
Did
a
you send me something?
I did it's
No, I didn't think I thought that this. Maybe it was an S I was reading.
It just occurred to me that for the board's consideration, it might behoove us to limit the number of vendors as well. I don't know what the board thinks or what your opinion is, but to have a park full of alcohol vendors might not be what the community wants to see.
The most generally, they spend like food truck friendly, for an example, they spend like two or three vendors, and that seems to work out pretty well.
And where would the policy be pertaining to how many vendors are allowed during a special event?
I would have to think it. It just occurred to me just now.
Okay, because I think that is sensible and also strikes me as something that we could put into a revision of our existing. Rose?
You could, and I'm just in my own mind, I'm just thinking about food for frenzy. You could set it up so that you would allow two in the park in a specific area. But then if you had more that wanted to be involved, you could still put them over in the corner. So you wouldn't actually limit. I mean, I don't know as I would put them across the whole parking area over there, but you know, so you could have a couple in the park and anybody else could still participate but be across the, and it would be first come, first served.
It's a good note. I'm sensitive to the fact that I think this is going to be controversial with a number of folks in town. I want to call that out. And I think there will be a feeling if we were to vote that this for the use of these permits for temporary exemptions and not make a revision to the ordinance to acknowledge that we're putting something like this into action, I think it would be seen by some as sort of skirting our rights, or it's not going to be popular with everybody, right? And I think there's a really good reason to do this and put this into action. I'd rather have it written down in a policy or ordinance, personally. What else does the board have any thoughts on this?
Well, my opinion, you're never going to make everybody happy, no matter what you do. I think an area down there roped off with a few vendors for alcohol, it's not going to do any harm. Not with a special permit. It's all monitored. It's fenced in. They're not, no one's supposed to leave that area. I see no real issue. Other than people are going to complain about something, no matter what it
Yeah.
is. It's just the way it is.
Rose.
You can all, is it, it's my understanding that you could also choose which events that you could provide these permits for. For example, you're not going to want to give a permit for an alcoholic beverage place for Spring Fling or for Applefest, you know, when the school is very heavily involved in both of those. You know, you're more likely to be towards the food truck frenzy or maybe even the lumberjack show, something like that. But I'm just saying you can pick and choose. You would be able to pick and choose. And I don't know if you were to put it
This
actually
is
into an ordinance.
why they would apply for a permit every single event. Some events won't qualify.
Right. And so I'm just thinking that if you were to put it in as an ordinance, then you might have a little more difficulty being able to say, you can be at this one and not at this one.
Hmm.
I don't know if I'm making myself clear, if I'm explaining myself
well. Yeah, no, that's perfectly clear to me. And I don't think anyone feels we'd be beholden to approving every applicant for every event by any means. So no concerns there.
If you were to put it into to an ordinance, you would have to use, I would be very specific in the language that it's at the town's discretion.
Agreed. Yeah. Dennis?
We'd have to address the current ordinance. It's in place since 1977.
Mm-hmm.
So it don't give any leeway whatsoever.
Right.
Shall means, and it says up here, the term shall is used as will not happen.
And I think to Joe's earlier point, it sounds like the legal counsel at Coralville Cities Towns has read that ordinance and believes that we would be proper to employ something like this application without any necessary change to the ordinance. It wouldn't technically be in conflict. That doesn't mean we shouldn't or couldn't make a revision to the ordinance that addresses this little policy, right? That just states that we're putting this process into effect, right? One new clause at the end of our existing ordinance that says exceptions shall be made for the application of special permits at the approval of the select board, right? Something along those lines. One little piece of language that acknowledges this is starting and that it's going to be at the select board's discretion to approve them or not.
Have you read the ordinance? Have you read the ordinance?
I have read the ordinance.
I had to.
When we discussed it last year, it came up and I read it, but I haven't read it more recently.
No, I read it the other day.
And I don't see the harm in adding a clause that says we're going to start making exceptions on a case by case basis upon review of this application. It just literally just as simple as that. So that would be my suggestion. That said, we are again missing two members of our board tonight, and given the perhaps sensitive nature of this decision, potentially, I hate to continue to kick things down the road, but it feels like it would behoove us to move this to the next meeting. And if we were to do that, I would personally come in with a proposal for what the new ordinance language to reflect this change would be.
You want to change something to me, vendor limit, vendor number, or something?
Oh, it's up to the board.
I think
they're just popping in my mind.
I think we could start by simply saying that these permits would be approved by the select board and the select board's discretion. And then if we wanted to enact a more concrete policy or amendment later, we could.
Approved, unapproved, or didn't need.
When's our next food truck frenzy?
It'll be the first Wednesday of next month. So it'll be after our next meeting.
The third.
So we could do something for the next meeting for
June 3rd.
Get that revision or updated.
Yeah.
Language.
Would the board like to discuss this any further?
Well, I've already said my piece.
Yeah, I'm good. Number five.
And as far as the thought of having some here and some across, and that's not a good idea. We're trying to create parking, not eliminate more of it.
I was trying to help police department.
The problem was to have people more together.
Agreed.
So we're just shooting our own self in the foot by going the other way again. That's just a thought I have.
I want to also just be clear. I'm entirely in favor of putting this into practice. I think it's a great idea. I agree with you on consolidating all of the action for events like Food Truck Frenzy in the park. I think it's great. I just don't want to be hasty.
I don't know if we should
I
do that.
do it correctly.
Blame it.
Okay.
You know, just try to work through it.
All right. Shall we move on to item 8? Water sewer budget review.
You missed the licenses.
Oh, apologies. Yes, we do have. Thank you, Claire. Item 7D, liquor licenses. And I don't believe I had those in my packet, but maybe I did. Maybe. Would anyone like to propose a motion?
I didn't. I have nothing on you.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I'll make a motion to approve an outside consumption permit for the American Legion Post 49, Fairhaven.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Water and sewer budget review.
So, for like a second look at the sewer budget, Carrie's here to talk you through it, and as always, it's up to the board how they want to handle it. But typically, you guys go line by line, ask questions if you have. Okay, welcome to the front. And you're running. You're still running.
Do I need to? I'm sorry. What?
So like the former chairs would say, well, to start the process, would say they're in the administration section. Does anybody have questions on any of the lines in the admin section? But and then like that through the process.
Okay. Does anyone?
I don't have my copy with me, so I follow it.
There you go.
Thank you.
Why such a big jump on posting?
The admin stuff, I can't speak to at all.
So postage has gone up significantly.
Mm-hmm.
Just the cost of mailing letters is up. It's costing, I think Eileen said it's costing us $1, maybe more, depending on the weight of the envelope. And this is why we're trying to convert people to take the do electronic payments. And that way we don't have to mail the bills.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a fair amount of people starting to sign up for electronic or not?
It's not a groundswell. I haven't got a number lately, but it wasn't a huge amount. But people, you know, it's we just got it. I don't know.
Okay.
That is quite a jump for those that don't.
And no surprise, the cost of postage has gone up, though. And same with propane and gasoline, just to accommodate the market, right? No, nothing, not increased usage, I wouldn't imagine.
No, not increased,
just costs going up.
And I mean, obviously, that's a guessing game right now.
Yeah.
Hopefully it levels out, but.
Okay.
You kind of skipped out sewer lines.
Yes. So should I go section by section? And apologies,
let's do line by
not
line.
Accustomed to running budget conversations.
Why don't
so
we do line by line so everybody's on the same page.
Okay. All right. So we'll just start with sewer admin salary, I suppose. There's an 18.75% proposed increase over fiscal year 2026. Any questions regarding sewer admin salary? Okay. Overtime wages. Looks like they were zeroed out in 2026 and remain so.
So, just one word on that. Is there much overtime down there as far as this goes?
So that's admin overtime.
So that's
just administration.
Is
Yeah, that
what
would just be administration overtime, and I can't imagine that there would really be much need for that.
yeah. Office supplies, again, admin request for a 100% increase, which is $250 over fiscal year
Actually, I
26.
can speak to that one if you
Yeah.
want.
Yeah, what?
So, the wastewater department used to buy our own bottled water all the time. And this past year, we started getting the jugs of water for our cooler. And so that's a fairly good expense that I am no longer pitching in on my personal account for. So that's where that probably went up. And that office supplies, so that's paper and ink and I think our toilet paper and our paper towels all come out of that, and I'm guaranteed there's probably been an increase in cost in that. So there's an increase in cost in just about everything.
Okay.
So that one I can't speak to.
Any questions there? All right.
Dues and meetings. It's actually down a little bit, but not to stay to stay the same.
Yeah.
And then again, that's just admin dues and meetings, not our actual department.
What was the advertising budget created for in fiscal year 2026?
So we do have things that need to go out. Like if we're putting any bids together, that all has to be advertised. What did we have to? Anytime we have to, I think we had to put in advertising when we had our permit renewal.
Okay.
So we had to put an advertisement in the paper for that
Okay.
because people could speak to it. So I don't really see anything.
No anticipated
No.
costs, so come fine cutting that. That's good. We've discussed postage and then other purchase services. Any questions with that? It's remains zero from 2026. All right. Moving on to sewer lines. We have a 20% increase in salary. For sewer lines.
Probably a bad night, pretty much, with everything else is going up.
Yeah. We managed to keep it pretty low in 2025. We're not quite expended for fiscal year 2026, but all right. Sewer lines over time. That remains the same. Anything there? Operating supplies. Got that. Cut slightly. But it looks to be in relatively in line with past year spending. Repair and maintenance supplies. Again, cut slightly, but again, looks to be pretty much in line with spending. Other purchase services. Can we talk about that?
Absolutely. So other purchase services are when we have a company come in and jet out the lines, it's when we have the jet come, truck come and pump anything out. So obviously, and ensuring that we don't pull out of our capital. So obviously, last year we kind of went nuts. So we camroed two different times. That was $10,000 right there. So it's $5,000 basically every time they come in and camera a line for us. It's also every time we have Dorans or A1 come suck out a manhole, and we know that we've had some problems in this area. I've increased it to 25,000 because what I want to be able to do is, in the past we've had A1 come in and they come through and they've jetted out our lines and gone through the entire lines, but all they do is jet. They don't suck anything out. So what I want to do is have a company come in, like Precision, or Green Mountain Pipeline, whichever one, which is actually in situ form now. And I want to have them pick specific straits and jet it out and suck it out too. And the other thing I want to do is I've contacted the company about coming in and doing some root removal. We know that we have a bunch of streets that had a lot of roots built up, so that's a completely different cost. So this is a little higher on the maintenance to hopefully bring down the unnecessary sucking out every now and then, which is causing overtime because most of the time when the lines have to be sucked out, it's not during the day. So then we get banged for not only our overtime, but for Doran's or A1, when they come in off hours, it's a lot more expensive. So I'm hoping that if we spend a little bit more money on the upkeep, that down the road we can see this drop a little bit.
And some streets are worse than others too, very
Definitely.
like 4th Street just got the old
Yeah.
flip.
Actually, I should give you guys these little packets that are put together too. Some of the information can be explained right in the topics as we go along. So, next week, starting next week, we're going to have the engineers are going to be on site. That's one of the engineering plan that you approved for the collection system. So basically, we're going to spend the entire next week going through most of the center of town, and we've isolated some like South Main and a bunch of streets. We're going to pop manholes. We're going to take measurements. We're going to do our whole collection system eval over again. So we'll actually have more information after next week as to what we need to do for capital stuff. Which manholes we really need to rehab, and also probably a better handle on whether we can just do this in a big project or not. So in your packet, the first page you have are proposed capital projects that I have. I just got a price on the generator the other day. So 119 seems really high, but the way our plant is set up, we actually have to run our whole MC panel. So it's basically powering the entire plant. And the transfer switch alone is $30,000. So this would be a diesel run generator that would run for 24 hours without needing to be refilled. That's obviously, I've pushed that down the line. We have some more things that are probably a little bit more in need. We have valves in the pump and blower building that are shot. We can't open them or close them, which is all right now, unless we have to take a different, unless we have to change out one of our RAS pumps, and then we're going to be in trouble if we lose one of our RAS pumps, and we have to go to our middle one because we have valves that won't turn. Those are about $5,000 a piece.
That's in the plan itself.
Yeah, that's in the basement. There was a lot of valves that never got changed out during the upgrade. They just,
Really?
yeah, they got painted, but they didn't get replaced. So we've got actually none of the valves downstairs got replaced. But I've got three main valves that definitely are going to need changing though. One of the wish lists is mission control on our pump stations. Right now we have the old dialer system, and we know that eventually they're going to take the copper system away. Once they take the copper system away, those dialers are not going to work. Emissions actually pretty expensive. It's about $5,000 per pump station.
So your ideas would be one a year.
Yeah. Yep. And obviously our main pump station first. I would do them in order of how long they can hold. The blower and the is in that I put in for 2030. That's we have we had three blowers that are downstairs in the pump and blower building. They put the air to the digester and to the sludge holding tanks. Those were not replaced during the upgrade. We have two that are working and we have one that's not working. And I have a pretty good idea that we may be able to take the two blowers that we already have that we're using in our aeration system, and we may be able to valve those in and be able to use them, but I don't know that for sure yet. If we can't, then we need to replace at least one of them. I don't think that we obviously don't need three of them. If we could keep at least two running, that would be good. So I plan for a replacement of one of them if we can't somehow converge into the blowers that we already have. So your next page in your packet is kind of a little analysis of flows that we have at the plant versus the flows that Mike's putting out. And if you just jump to the bottom number, so where I have it highlighted, total daily flow. So that 7.660 is 7 million, and that is what we put through the plant for the last month. And if you flip over the page, you can see that Mike only produced 2.134 million gallons. So there's pretty good excess coming to my plant that is not for Mike, which is a lot of INI. And some people might be able to question why that's a problem. It's a problem because we have to use a lot more chemicals to treat that water. It washes out our bugs. We have to use more chemicals to stabilize it. And we're treating water that we shouldn't really treat. And the other thing that comes into play is that if we're this high in a low flows, in a low water situation, you should see what it does when we have high rains. So we're really in danger of washing the plant out. I think this is, you can see through the years, this has just gradually gotten worse and worse and worse. So eventually we're going to get a storm and it's not going to be good. So that was why we needed to increase some of our sewer lines. Then I'll let you go back to your line by line.
Okay. All right. Machinery and equipment.
So, to be perfectly honest, I really don't know what we'll need for machinery or equipment and sewer lines. I dropped it because I know that we've set up a bunch of, we just outfitted my truck with everything that we need to pop manholes. And I can't really think of any equipment that we would really need, but I wanted to keep some money in there just in case there is anything that comes up.
Any questions on that one? Are you comfortable with that drop? Could we drop it to 25 instead of 3 just to help things out?
We definitely probably could because I know in 25 we only used 2200, and prior to that, I really didn't have much to do with it prior to that. So yeah, I would definitely be comfortable dropping that to 2500.
All right. Would the board like to make that change? Do we? How do we usually do that?
The complete consensus.
I would say let's try it. I do.
$2,500, yeah, for machinery and equipment under sewer lines.
Yep.
Wastewater treatment. Salary, slight increase there.
So part of that increase is increase in wages, and the other part of that increase is I'd like to take on a right now we're budgeted for 2.5 people, and I'd like to budget for 3 people. In the next two documents in your packet are our assessment that we had from the state of Vermont. And if you flip to page 2 of 5 and you look at corrective actions, the first two corrective actions were immediately done the next day. So we used to flush our eyewash stations once a month because that's just how we had always done it. And we've changed it to weekly on their recommendation. And we could not find the hard copy of emergency response. We had it in the computer, but we did not have it printed. So we immediately that all of our manuals have all been updated, including our maintenance, and they're all very visible in our lab. So their third recommendation is that is to hire up three people on staff. And so that is why I am asking for the additional third person. We've taken on the responsibilities of the collection system. And a lot of the projects that we do, just regular projects, every 3 months we take down every single tank that we have. We take down our clarifiers, we take down our contact chamber, we take down pretty much every structure that we have for cleaning. That takes at least a minimum of two people, and that leaves nobody doing the other daily operations. So it would just make sense. Right now, we're in a crunch to try and use our vacation time again. You know, you guys have granted us a lot of time off, and we're very thankful for that. But then it becomes a problem trying to get and use that time off without really inconveniencing someone else. I mean, this week I've been on vacation. I'm here at a meeting tonight. Yesterday I had to go to Burlington with a sample. So it just really, only having 2.5 people. Priscilla's there. She's great help. She's only there till 7:30 in the morning. And then the second page is the collection system eval, and he had the same recommendation that increasing operator staff. And part of those salaries are in the sewer line salaries. So that salary is not just three people down in this department, it's actually it's increased the sewer line salary too because of that.
Okay. And you may have already said this, I'm sorry. So going from 2.5 or two full time, one part time to going three full time?
Yes.
Is that the idea? Okay.
And I'm not sure exactly if it's how it's, that's going to work. It may be two half time people and to make one full person until Dale retires. We do have an operator that's could be retiring at any moment. And I'd really like to have the staff, I'd really like to have staff there all day so that they're trained.
And you're talking Saturdays and Sundays.
We have to put on Saturdays and Sundays.
So I'm saying so 7 days a week.
Yeah, we are 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And we do staff the weekends with, we don't do it with overtime. So the way we run our schedule, we don't have overtime unless it's absolutely necessary. You know, if whoever was on call or whoever was scheduled, you know, gets sick or gets hurt or has an emergency, then we would end up filling up Saturday and Sunday with overtime.
Hence the slight cut to overtime on the next line. I think it makes a lot of sense. The board comfortable with that? All right. Wages overtime, just discussed. Any questions there? All right. Operating supplies level. Any questions about operating supplies under wastewater treatment?
Yeah, we've got something.
Joe?
Question is to Carrie. Carrie, you're at 56,000 right now. 56,000 spent this fiscal year. Yeah. 52,000 a reasonable estimate.
So when this budget was here, we had it only at 39. So I'm not sure what's gone in since this to find out.
If you're comfortable with 52, I just don't want to short. I don't want to shortchange that particular one. That was important.
I'm at 46, right?
52 as printed this afternoon.
52 as okay. So I'm not sure exactly what that put in.
So I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say 56 had been spent 50, so far this
56,
year.
56,000 has been spent out of that line from this fiscal year as of this afternoon.
So 56 out of a budgeted 52. So overspent.
Don't, and I think we're maxed out on that. We just bumped in a bunch of chemicals, so I know that we won't need those until the next.
That's just for you.
Yeah. So we'd have to take, I would have to die. When I did this budget, we were a little bit lower. Actually, a lot lower.
Well, would it behoove us to put it 256?
It might.
That was the question.
Good.
It very well might, because when I did this budget, we were a lot lower.
Okay.
Yeah, we were only at I think I only had us at 42 when I prepared this one.
Okay. What does the board think of that proposal?
I think that would probably be fair because from what I've seen, it would definitely help the situation.
Yeah, and most of my chemical vendors have said that they don't believe there's going to be an increase, but they said that last year too, and my state block went from 1300 to 1600 a barrel, and that's 155 gallon drum.
All right. I'm good with 56 if you all are.
Yeah, I am.
Propane and gasoline. And we discussed that earlier. There's a bump for, I think, pretty obvious reasons, but no increased use of
No.
those fuels. Okay. Dennis? Nope. Small tools and equipment, flat. Any discussion? Communications, decreased.
So that wasn't a number that I put in, so I'm not, I can't
Okay.
speak to that one.
We're just not spending that budget. We've over budgeted that. We've changed phone systems,
Okay.
which brought in savings for that one.
All right. Any discussion there?
You dropped it $1,000. In previous years, we were less than that. Comfortable with that amount as far as the drop.
Dues and meetings. Seeing that dropped by $80. What was that $80 difference?
I mean, sometimes I just make round numbers.
Okay, yeah. That, any discussion? All right, other purchased services increased by 50%.
Yes. So under other purchase services, that's where we have all of our testing. Last year, we weren't working under, we didn't have our permit, and we still don't have our new permit, but I have a feeling it's going to come any day now, because we haven't had it in a couple of years now. So with that said, there's two tests alone that are $3,000 that will be added back in that we don't have to do right now because we don't have our permit. I've also added in some extra money in there because I've had Precision come and suck out the grit out of our tanks. And I know that we have to take one of our aeration tanks down this summer. We've got a little air leak in one of them. So we're going to have to take it all the way down. And when I have it down, I'm going to have them suck out all the grit. So that's where the increase in that is.
And yeah, it seems more in line with 2026 spending. Any other discussion regarding that? All right. Repairs and maintenance. Slight increase. Is that regarding some of the things we've already discussed?
Yeah, and we're actually over. Joe, where are we at on that one right now? Because we were over
I got it at 6,300.
6,300 now. we actually just support, we might want to consider increasing that one a little bit more.
I was just going to ask the same.
So some of the things that we're looking at, just for an example. So Lakeside, for our just alone for our brushes, and there's some bearing clips that are on our screen. That alone, just the brushes and the bearing clips for my screen that are due to be done this year, that's $1,000. My air filters for my blowers are $300 a piece. We just had Arizin come last year, and they gave us all the parts that we need to do all of our belts, so we have all that. But our gear oil, it's like $300 for the gear oil that we have to have for it. It's crazy. These German blowers are expensive to maintain, so that's why I increased that.
If we were to increase that to 6,000, feel like a better, safer number? You said we're already at how much for the year?
6,300.
6,300 for the year.
I do have like $1,500 in this year's that I will not be experiencing next year. So.
Okay.
But then again, I don't know. It's
it's
right. Like, we lost the thermostat in the pump and blower building because that heater and that thermostat had never been changed out. Everything in there has to be explosion proof. So that thermostat alone was $1,000.
Yeah.
So there was some things that there's going to be things that are going to pop in.
Yeah. I mean, you do a great job of trying to project and estimate the repair and maintenance costs, but a repair is not always.
Yeah.
Able
you don't to always know what's going to,
yeah.
What's going to go.
Yeah. What would the board say to 6,000? That line.
I understand the situation. I don't like it, but I understand it. So I'm good with it, I guess.
Dennis. Okay. Shall we say 6,000 then? Repairs and maintenance. Licenses and registration rounded out again, I would imagine, is what accounts for that slight decrease to get it to a round number. Any questions on licenses and registration? Okay. Utilities. Flat. Any discussion around utilities? Did we see savings on electricity? Just looking back at 2023 and 2024, we were at 45,000, 44,000, and then a significant decrease in 2025. Was that solar generation?
I would like to say it was solar, but a lot of it is around Terry's optimizing the use of our power at the plant. We did see a little reduction in because of solar, but overall, all the new equipment and Terry managing the plant better has really helped reduce that energy cost.
Great. So we're still comfortable with that number. Okay. Machinery and equipment, seeing a slight increase. 3,000 to 4,000.
So I'm comfortable staying at 4,000 with that. We just got, like I said, we just got a bunch of stuff for the truck. We outfitted the truck. We put the toolboxes in the truck this year, you know, because going out on the sewer calls, we wanted everything in the truck just for the pain going back to, you know, we didn't have any of the equipment that we needed anyway. So I'm definitely comfortable with that. And we've also been able to, this past year, we bought our handheld gas meter, so that upped it a little bit, but now we don't have to replace any of the sensors that are in the building. When they did the refurbishment, they had to put in the gas detection system because for code, but those sensors kept going every single year, and we were going through at least 2 to 3 sensors a year at $2,500 a piece. So we had contacted the state. The state was okayed the gas meter that I bought. So that'll save a little bit of money on that area. And so I'm definitely comfortable with 4.
Any other discussion? No. On to biosolid management, testing, BLAT funded at 365.
Yeah, we only have one test a year that we have to do on our solids. That's our metals in our PCBs. It's one test, and endine, well, if there was an increase at all from endine, it would be very minimal.
All right. Biosolid disposal.
Oh my God. So they're back on.
Yeah. And so that's when it gets transported to Rutland, correct? So
Rutland or Schenectady.
Schenectady.
In this one, we're at the mercy of our hauler and our disposal site. So I really, it's not a number I can really play with.
Yeah. And we're not increasing it much, so the cost of that service hasn't increased.
Dorrance had a slight increase last year, and Rutland City had a slight increase, so that's why I put it to 108.
Okay.
They normally do less than a penny when they do the air increases.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure some of that's trucking fees.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's either the trucking or the disposal. They're both in that same together.
Well,
yeah, and it's constant. So our trucking hauls out 52,000 gallons a month, and then we have 52,000 gallons of disposal costs depending on where it goes.
Yep. Any discussion on biosolid disposal?
So in your packet that you had for my capital costs, the engineers that we're working with right now are working on some sort of plan to try and help decrease that in the future, but it will mean some sort of dryer or extra. So we are trying to address this because this is one of the ones, wages and this are our biggest expense in chemicals, and all three of them are going to go up every single year. So this one we're going to try and hopefully address somehow. We just don't have any sort of cost yet on that.
Looking forward to seeing what we can do about it. Yeah. What are you gonna say, Rich?
No, it's insane how everything goes up really bad.
Debt service, sewer. All right, we're seeing a decrease on the principal payment, but an increase in the interest payment.
So that's just semantics. The previous account had slammed that whole payment into principal payment. The auditor noticed that some of that principal payment should have been allocated to interest. So yeah. same amount, just broken up correctly in those two different lines.
Gotcha. Okay. Any discussion there? Benefits under retirement, a slight increase from 10,000 to 12,800.
And that would be due to adding the third person and the increase in our wages.
Right. Okay. And so the same would go with the next line, medical.
That's your social
FICA Medi.
Yeah.
Okay.
Social Security. Yeah. FICA Medi.
Yeah. Your payroll taxes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and same with health insurance, life and disability, and workers' comp. Is that also all down to the third employee?
Yes. Workers' comp and retirement, like FICA Medi, is all based on salary too. So.
Yeah.
You had one employee plus raises, that's where you get your increase.
Okay. Any questions on the increase of any of those benefits? Same with vision insurance, which is small.
And there may be a savings there too, because I know that Terry had put in for the health insurance, they put in for a family plan, because not knowing what exactly we would be doing for the third person.
Okay. After benefits, we just have one last line, the sewer reserve allocations and the sewer capital improvement budget, increasing from 40,000 to 50,000.
Carrie had put in 40,000. I actually bumped that up 10,000. The amount of work we're doing now and what we expect to do in the future, unless these allocations are raised, you're going to run out of cash very quickly.
Yeah.
We're spending more than 100,000 on the project this week.
Is 10,000 a more increase or not?
Sorry?
Is that enough?
Is that enough of an increase?
I'm thinking of like 20.
Mr. Greeno, I don't disagree with you, but the money you put in, you're going to have sticker shock when it comes time to look at your bills in 4 weeks. Every dollar we add increases your sewer fee.
Yeah, we've only dropped it $500 tonight so far.
You've increased it.
I'm not disagreeing with you, but
I hear you.
To keep it affordable in Fairhaven is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And I don't think that we really had a clear capital plan before either. And so putting this down on paper and seeing how much, and these are also prices that are right now. When we bump these things out, it becomes even more of an issue. Some of the things that I've also thought about for our savings on the pickup truck, I put the replacement out to 2033 because our truck will be 10 years old by then. One thing that I have also considered, proposing to you is that our truck, obviously our truck is beautiful. It's in mint condition. We only have 8,000 miles on it and it's 23. We bought it. We don't owe anything on it, right, Joe? We took that out of capital, I believe. When we bought it,
I don't think there's a truck payment there. No.
Yeah. So one of the options that might work well for the sewer plant is to lease. We don't obviously put very many miles on ours. We're checking our pump stations. We go to a couple classes. Every now and then we have to take a sample to Burlington, but most of the time we only have to go to Rutland once a month with our samples. So that could be a very advantageous move for us. We could actually maybe sell our truck while it's still in great condition. Very low miles, and we don't owe anything on it, and then have like a $500 or $600 lease payment. Just something to think about in the future, so that we don't have a $50,000 or $60,000 drop all at once, especially when we don't really put a lot of miles on our truck.
Yeah,
and it's garaged, so leasing it would probably be a really good option for us. Ours, we have we have seat covers in ours. It looks brand new inside and out.
I like that thought.
Do some investigative work on that part of that.
I know a lot of municipalities are moving towards leasing a lot of equipment. The interest rates are a lot lower municipalities for leasing, too.
Okay.
I'd like to get some more information on that. I really would.
Yeah.
Do you have any more questions for me?
We discussed, this isn't pertaining specifically to the budget, but the increase in water being sent to the plant, possibly. Sump pumps, things like that. I don't think you were here to discuss that with us when it was last brought up, but would it be okay to talk about that, given that it's not on the agenda, as long as we have Carrie here? Are there any concerns with that? And maybe you're not prepared to or want to talk about that, but I just know that it was concern, it's a significant concern. It costs us money to send that water to the plant.
And it's not just costing us money either. It's also a risk to the plant because anything that is leaving a house that is a sump pump, if a basement gets flooded and they have a fuel tank down there or they have stored whatever, that's coming into my plant. And 1 gallon of antifreeze will wipe my plan out. So,
yeah, which is
this is why you're...
it's not only treating the sump pump water, but it's treating what can hit the plant that shouldn't be at the plant. And it also leaves an in to the homeowner, because if it's leaving, it can also come back in on the homeowner, and that's not good either. So what do we do about it? Is that what?
I guess so. I know you had some thoughts on how
So
we might
I know
address
that we have eliminated two already.
Yeah.
A lot of it's education. People don't realize that they're not supposed to be attached to the collection system, to the sewer system. So I know that there was a study done on River Street and there was several found, but I don't believe that we went back and did anything about it.
I wanted to mention this to the board because I wasn't sure if the last time we discussed this you were on the board yet, Dennis. I thought it might pique your interest. And knowing that you had thoughts on how we could address it, I just wanted to make sure I gave you the
Yeah.
opportunity to discuss it while you were here.
And then the other thing too is that while they are going into the collection system right now, where does it go if it's not coming into the collection system? Because you also don't want to create a road hazard. And like especially in the wintertime, if people are running their sump pumps and they're just going on their lawn or whatever, and then it's running down to the road, that will be a problem too. So it's not as easy as just saying you can't connect anymore. We have to have some solutions for people as to where it can go. And we're also, when I was out with Mike and they were hydrant flushing, we didn't get to do it as m many days as we wanted to, just because we had other things that we had to do with the plant too. But in that process, we found where some of the storm drains are connected to the plant. And so that probably has to be addressed in our collection system review and where that could possibly be going, and how many are actually connected too.
Does the board have any other questions for Carrie while she's here? All right. Thank you for coming
All right, thanks. You can go back to vacation.
All right. Two minutes for public comment, please.
Need one second, a little public cap right now. I know that you and I have spoke previously, and Mr. Reed and I have spoken. My name is Jonathan Billis, for the record, about the sale of 5 Union Street. I have brought some paperwork because in speaking with you and Mr. Reed, I have realized that you guys, A, do not know how the properties were truly acquired, and do not understand how a tax sale fully goes. Here, please forgive me. There are a couple copies. Bring it up. Mr. I also have two for Mr. BJ and Mr. Heyer, but I'll just use this one right now. On the top, you will see a copy of Mr. Durfee's deposition. The date of that was taken September 11th in 2019. If we turn the page down at the bottom, line 25, Mr. Durfee states under oath that there was no formal bid placed during those proceedings at the 318-14 tax sale for any of the properties. If you continue to see through to the check, you'll see that the date of the check is 4/17/14, 29 days after the close of the tax sale. That's invalid. The town and municipality cannot purchase property after the close of a tax sale. They're just like everyone else of the general public. If you keep paging through, you will see what the town submitted to the Vermont or Rutland Superior Court. And on page two, that page, Oh, I think you're gonna get one. You will see that the town reports and claims and expounds upon the fact that there was a tax sale, and the tax sale was 318-14. The town was the highest winning bidder in everything. Now, if you go to the very, very last page of this whole entire document, that was sent February. I know this stuff by heart. I limited it. February 2nd, 2023. Why is the town of Fairhaven telling the Rutland Superior Court that the town was the highest winning bidder, when in fact in 2019 the town of Fairhaven admitted that they never bid for those properties? Because now you have real people pouring real concrete on those properties now. I'm not expecting an answer tonight. You can take this information, you can review it, you can call the VLCT, and I would hopefully and humbly request that you direct your town manager to place the Billowitz properties on the agenda for next meeting, and we can have a full, formal, open discussion on this matter.
Anything else you'd like to state for the record?
Not at this time.
All right, thank you.
I will just leave a copy for Mr. BJ and Mr. Heyer right here, or if you could get them to them, I'd appreciate it.
Thank you, John. I will, if you forgive me. Yeah, thank you.
Newest member of Fairhaven, baby Akira.
Very cute.
Thank you. Have a good night, guys. Enjoy the rest of your meeting.
Thank you to John. Any other public comment?
Right.
Good night, Lily. Rose? All right, parking lot. The region. We have any of these items that we'd like to discuss tonight, from the parking lot? All right, hearing no comment on that, we'll move on to the board roundtable. Dennis, anything you'd like to bring to us tonight? No.
Hey, Dennis, welcome to the meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
Right. Anything you'd like to discuss tonight, Rich?
The only thing I want to commend our maintenance crew for working as hard as they've been working the last couple of weeks. I think they've been doing a decent job, and there's been some pretty good accomplishment happen the last few weeks. So I just want to give them a little kudos there.
Kudos to the maintenance team. I don't have anything for board roundtable tonight myself, so we can move right on to the review of the financial reports.
Hey. Oh, I'd like to make a motion to pay the general warrant of $634,223.78, of which the school payment portion of that was $517,893.
One second.
Sorry, I lost the thread of that a little bit.
All in favor?
All in favor? Aye. All opposed? Nay. Or sorry, no. We try that again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? The ayes have it.
You got it.
It's not easy to be the board chair. You got to keep track of everything.
And then payroll warrant. I'll make a motion to pay that at $39,784.33.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. There oh, sorry, second.
No, there was a head nod.
Oh, guys. Okay.
And your checkbook status as of now is $385,919.27.
Thank you, Rich. We have no executive session notice for tonight. So with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All those in favor? Aye. All opposed? Eyes have it. All right. Thank you.